We need more Jesus. We personally, each of us as believers, we need more Jesus. The world needs more Jesus. Our society needs more Jesus. You know, you can use more Jesus at your workplace, in your home, but we personally need more Jesus. And going into this new year on a Gregorian calendar, God has told me, oh Lord, as the first Bible study, to proclaim and to put an exclamation point and an emphasis on how much we need Jesus in this year. Lord, this, y'all got to hear what I'm saying. I know a lot of people do not like using the name Jesus, and some of us prefer the name Christ or Messiah or Yeshua, and they got so many other ones that I can't even pronounce names that they got for Christ. If you know, they go down a rabbit hole, and you know, there wasn't no J's and there wasn't no Y's. But I would argue, as I have said many, many times before, and as the scripture says, that he would be called by me. Many names. Isaiah 9 and 6 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulders. His name shall be Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." We need more Jesus. God, I hope you can understand what I'm saying already, because he would be called by many names. For some of us, he's a way maker. For some of us, he's a burden breaker. For some of us, he's been peace in a storm. He's been comfort in the middle of chaos. Y'all got to hear what I'm saying. This year, this Gregorian calendar, we need more Jesus. We need more Jesus. There is something about the name of Jesus. I've been thinking about that. Oh, Lord, I want to go into so many different topics, but the devils tremble at the sound of the name Jesus. You can run into a Starbucks right now. You can run into the movie theater right now and yell, "Jesus, Jesus!" And I guarantee at least three or four people might take off running. That name is controversial. Oh my God. I hope somebody hear what I'm saying already. It's so controversial that people argue over its origin of the name, of the J and of the E. People literally go down rabbit holes of history trying to prove the name. The name is controversial, but the Bible has prophesied that when he returns, listen to this, that he will have a name that no one will even know, that this Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, our Savior, will have a name when he returns that no one knows but himself. Revelations 19 and 12. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse whose rider was called Faithful, is called Faithful and True. That's Christ. With justice, he wages war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and his head, and on his head there are many crowns, and he has a name written on him that no one knows but himself. People have literally fell out with their friends over the name. You know, the people in the woke community, and they in the truth. They have fell out with their friends. People have lost their faith over the name. It's Yeshua. It's Yahiah. Ahiah. You know, the J. You know, they never had a J. It's Isis. You know, it's Jesus. It's only an I. People have lost their, oh my God, over the name. And the scripture says that when he returns, he's going to have a name that no one knows but himself. We need more Jesus. We need more Jesus. I hope I haven't lost you already, because it's about to get good. We need more Jesus this calendar year. On a Gregorian calendar, I know the year don't start until April. We know that it's supposed to be 13 months. It's on the back of a turtle. Look, I'm in the woke community too. I understand, but I'm talking about the Gregorian calendar. Understand me? Lord, help me. This year in the Gregorian calendar started, the Gregorian calendar started now. The real calendar starts on April 1st, on April Fool's Day, right? We understand that. But this year we need more Jesus, Lord. Now listen to this real quick. Have you ever personally, because there's arguments over the name. Is his name Jesus? Is his name Yeshua? There's arguments over the name, but I want to ask you a question. Have you personally, please write it in the comments. Somebody testify. Have you personally ever called on the name Jesus? I've been a Christian my whole life. I have prayed many, many prayers in the name of Jesus. Issues. Have you ever been in it, had an issue or a jam or a problem, emergency, anything you ever had, or just normal prayers and wishes and things, hopes and dreams that you wanted to happen in your life? Have you ever prayed to Jesus and did it come to pass? Write in the comments if this ever happened to you. John 14 and 12. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me, will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. Christ said that whoever believes in him will do even greater things than him, because he's going to be going to the Father. Look at this. And I will do whatever you ask in my name. He said, when you get to the Father and you pray up to the Father, I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything and I will do it. I want y'all to understand what I'm saying. Some of y'all right now, this is already too much for you, because you are more in the truth than you are in spirit. But the scripture says that God is a what? Is a spirit, and he must be worshiped in spirit and in truth. A lot of us, when we come in the truth, we lose a lot of spirit. This year, I'm going to put a heavy emphasis on spirit and on the faith, because we get the truth, God's laws, commandments, and statutes. Thy truth, what is it? Psalms 119 and 142 says, thy laws is the truth. So God's laws, his commandments, his statutes is the truth. But the spirit, oh my God, you got to have the spirit of God. Oh my goodness. But I have prayed in my life. I kid you not. I have prayed in my life many, many times, personal testimony, for so many different things in the name of Jesus. And they have came to pass. Matter of fact, I used to say, and I haven't said this in a long time, but it still rings true, that I have never prayed for anything. Listen to what I'm saying. I have never prayed for anything that didn't come to pass. I hope somebody hears what I'm saying. In Jesus' name, not the name of Yeshua, not the name of Yahiah, not the name of Christ. I'm asking you, somebody comment and tell me if I'm lying. I'm saying, before you even came in the truth, were there things you prayed about in Jesus' name that came to pass? Oh, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh my God, I'm going somewhere. Jesus, Jesus. Everything that I've ever prayed for in Jesus' name have came to pass. And the scripture says that if you pray in my name, anything you ask for, oh my God, it will come to pass. Some people think that I have superpowers. Some people in my family and my friend, I'm not playing with you, right? Even when I was a kid, ask them, oh my God, we can get into that deep. Some people, look, it's a hedge around your life. Some people in my family and my friends, I'm talking about people I have met, friends I've met in passing, and friends that I've been in, you know, jobs in the army and things like that, say, man, there's something about him, right? And they think I got superpowers, because no matter the circumstances that I've been in, somehow I always come out on top. And honestly, even sometimes, even myself, I forget that greater is he that is in me than is he that is in the world. Many people write me all the time. I want y'all to hear what I'm saying, and y'all probably think that I'm playing. I probably have, look, listen, don't make me have to divulge some of my direct message. I won't do that, because I'm on my personal. But one of the number one questions I get asked all the time is, Leo, what's your story? Leo, tell me more about you. They want to know what it is. What now I say? But it's not on me, it's in me. It's not me, but it's him. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. This year we need more Jesus. This year we need more Jesus. We do not put enough, me personally too, at least recently, we do not put enough emphasis on his name. Put some respect on his name. Remember Birdman came in there and said, all three of y'all, put some respect on his name. Yeah, we sons of God, but he is the son. Oh, y'all got to hear what I'm saying. We sons and daughters of God, but he is the son. Oh my goodness. Somebody got to hear what I'm saying. And I'm talking about, we got to put some reverence and some honor on his name. All his names, all his titles, any title, any name, whether we're referring to when we refer to the Son of God, the Messiah, our Savior, Christ, Jesus, Yeshua, Ahaya, you better put some respect on his name. Lord, I'm preaching. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Let me hurry this up. Lord, I'm sure I already went too long. So I saw a comment the other day on one of my videos, and the guy said that I pray that we are worthy to see, or to, I'm sorry, I pray that we are worthy to receive the salvation of God. Acts 4 and 12. Look at this. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no name under heaven given by mankind by which we must be saved. Wait a minute. We must be saved by this Christ, by this Jesus. We must be. It's the only way that we can be saved. Because listen to this. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But we, particularly as God's chosen people, as God's true chosen people, we are currently living in sin as a whole, as a collective, as a people. We have Deuteronomy 28 and 15. When God puts the curses on us, we are living in sin. This is why we must have to be. This the only way that we can be saved is by Jesus, because he is the atonement for our sins. Leviticus 17 and 11. I'm reading from God's laws. For the life of a creature is the blood, and I have given it to you to make atonement for yourselves. Listen to this. It is the blood that makes atonement for one's life or for one's sin. Do you understand what I'm saying? In 1 John 2 and 2 says, and that he is our atonement for our sins. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it says in Leviticus 17, it says, for the life of the creature is the blood, and I have given to you to make atonement. And then 1 John 2 and 2 says that he is our atonement. Do you get that? He is our sacrifice. He is the sole reason that we as a people, literally right now, as we're living in sin, are going to be saved. This is why you have heard me preach it over and over again, that all of us, all Israel, will be saved. So the guy was right. We are not worthy, but he is. Lord help me. Jeremiah 31 and 31. I hope I can give you this breakdown real quick. I hope I haven't went too long. This is the Bible study, the first one of the year. Look at this, Jeremiah 31 and 31. This is also found in Hebrews 8 and 10. This is the new covenant. This is the new covenant to come. This is the covenant that God is going to make with us. Look at this, Jeremiah 31 and 31. This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel, with the Black Americans scattered throughout the whole world, throughout the Americas, throughout Jamaica, and with the Black scattered. I'm used the only ones that's been scattered, so you're the only ones that's going to be gathered. I'm sorry. If you can't understand the truth, listen, because look, you read the Bible, you better read it with new ears like a baby. You're the only one that's been scattered, so you're the only one that's going to be gathered. This is the covenant that I will make with the people after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their heart. So God is about to put his spirit into us. That's why I told you that something supernatural was coming in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound. Oh my God. And the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. For this mortal shall put on immortality. God is going to put his spirit on us, and we are going to supernaturally have his laws in our minds, implanted in our hearts and in our mind. My God, I hope somebody hear what I'm saying. I will be their God and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, know the Lord, because they will all know me from the least to the greatest. Nobody, meaning there's not going to be no need for no preacher. You see me right now preaching to you saying, know the Lord. That's why it's always been scary to me to be a preacher. I said, well, what am I going to do when God get here? And there's another scripture where God says that if anybody even try to preach, then they're going to kill them, because everybody going to know the Lord. We couldn't have some other time. Look, I'm going on tangents. Hope I ain't lost nobody. Hope I haven't lost nobody. But nope, they're not going to teach their neighbor. We're not going to be teaching or preaching. No, going to be no more preachers. You know how most of us are people hate preachers anyway. There's not going to be no hate for no preachers and no teachers, because no one's going to have to teach anyone, because everyone's going to know the Lord. Well, how everybody going to know the Lord? Because his laws and his commandments are going to be implanted on our hearts and in our minds, implanted, supernaturally placed inside of us, right? Now, check this out. That's not fair, because Deuteronomy 28 and 15 says that you guys are a cursed people, and now you're living in sin because of them cursed. So same thing, Leviticus 26, we're living in sin. We sin and we're living perpetually in sin and have been for 400 plus years, right? Look at this last part. For I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more. I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more. Why? The reason God will forgive our wickedness and remember our sins no more is because of the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you understand? Romans 5 and 8. But God commended his love for us, in that while we were yet still sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus died for us. While we were still in sin, as we are right now, he still sent his son Some believe he came down himself, Lord Jesus. Some believe God came down himself in the form of a man. Some say it's his son. Some say it is God in the flesh. Oh my God. For in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Right? What does it say? First John 1 and 1. Right? Some believe it was God. Some believe it's the Son of God, but these are semantics. The point is that even though we are sinners, not just that we are sinners, Christ still died for us. We need more Jesus. We need more Jesus. Oh my God, we need more Jesus. And what I mean is that we need to put an emphasis and a reverence on all of his titles, particularly the name of Jesus. Just because you look, like I said, you found out that it's Jesus and it's Yeshua and it's this. Run into the Golden Globes, Hollywood. Go down there in Hollywood to the Golden Globes and yell Jesus. You hear them all say, "I thank God." You ain't heard one person ever get up there and say, "I thank Jesus." It'll clear a whole room. Jesus' name will clear a whole room. You better hear what I'm saying. In some churches, it'll clear rooms these days. You got to hear what I'm saying. You know what's funny to me? When I first came into this room, I'm going on a tangent before I get out of here. Before, when I first came in the truth, I used to wear the crosses all the time. And all these people that was in the truth always come up to me and say, "Oh, why are you wearing a cross?" And, "Yeah, that's a graven image," which they don't know if it's a graven image or not, because none of us even know what the heck it even mean to be to have a graven image. And then the scripture says, "Make no graven image of heaven or above." And so it's weird. But anyways, we're getting that a whole nother. And then Christ comes and says, "Well, anybody that follows me, pick up your cross." And you understand what I'm saying? And so I used to wear it, right? But it was, for me, it was a symbol of, you know, obviously the sacrifice that he made and a reminder, right? To me, since we've gotten rid of the cross, because most people have gotten rid of the crosses, you don't see the cross no more. Sometimes now you see the fishes, right? You see the fish. You can't go to a church no more and find no cross. But you telling me right now, oh, I'm preaching right now. Y'all don't hear me. Since we've gotten rid of the cross, have we not went more to hell than when we had the cross? Because the cross was a reminder. Haven't we became more of a Christless society since we got rid of the cross? The cross was a reminder of his sacrifice. The cross was a reminder of who he is. The cross was a reminder of your sin. You don't want to see a reminder of your sin. That's why you don't want the cross. Because the truth is, when you see the cross, what does it remind you of? Period. Jesus. And you would be a liar to say anything else. You a liar. You are an absolute liar if you say anything else. Anytime you see a person with a cross on, the first thing you think of is Jesus. Oh, Lord, I'm preaching right now. We need more Jesus. We need to put more emphasis on who he is. Oh, my God. We need to understand that the entire reason for our salvation and our repatriation back to God is his son, Jesus. Mm-mm. And as I said, yes, we are sons. But he is the son above all sons. Jesus is. Mm-mm-mm. Jesus is. And as we come in, you know, out of this, well, we're really going into this winter season and coming into this new year. Lord, I got to say something. If you're going through anything right now, a burden, a health issue, anything need peace in your life, if you're going through something right now, Christ said in the scripture, we just read it, that if you ask for anything in his name, anything, and I am testifying a testimony, and please write and comment so other people can see the truth that you have asked for things in Jesus' name, and it's also came to pass. I've never asked for nothing. I've never prayed for nothing that didn't come to pass. I'm saying, you see me saying it right here in the Zoom, right here. Whether it had been a dollar amount in money, whether it had been whatever the case may have been, in prison, somebody help me right now. Homeless, somebody help me right now. Need a car? I'm telling you, no matter what it was, I have never asked for it. Mom and dad broke up, wanted to see them back together. You better hear what I'm saying. I've never, look, little kid, third grade or fourth grade, wanted to go on a field trip. I asked in Jesus' name. Somebody better hear what I'm saying. There's power in his name. This year, we need more Jesus, and we better put more emphasis on his name. We better have a faith. Look, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You better have a faith to call on his name if you want to see the evidence of things, you know what I'm saying? Not seen. God, we need more Jesus this year. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. Mm-mm-mm. Receive this message in the name of Christ Jesus. I will talk to you guys soon. Shalom, shalom.
Hey guys, thank you for tuning in. I truly appreciate it. The Bible says that the preacher earns his living from the believers, from the church. You are the church. You are the believers. You are the congregation. I can't do this alone. The preacher earns his living from you. If you have it, please go ahead and donate at Cash App, money sign, Leo Dunson. That's Cash App, money sign, Leo Dunson. You can also go to leodunson.com/donate.